So was it just me, or did I either just forget or not see any of the Tom Brady retirement buzz until NBC brought it up on the broadcast in the middle of what looked like it was going to be a blowout yesterday afternoon?
I heard it. I was watching NFL Network. This must have been Sunday morning. Yeah. And I thought it was really interesting. It's like, oh, Aaron Rodgers loses. And then Tom Brady says, you know what? I might walk away. So I was kind of thinking he was he was getting it out there.
Hey, weird.
If we win it all, I'm going to walk away.
I hadn't really thought about the whole, and obviously, I mean, he's old, and this is something that it feels like we talk about around this time every year. But I don't know, in my mind, I had just kind of thought, well, if he was going to leave, if he was going to retire, we would probably know about it before a season or in the middle of a season, so we could have kind of some sort of send-off. And I don't know if he's that type of guy in particular, but he feels like a guy that would make up his mind and then decide and then ultimately have the kind of farewell thing and not just say, all right, I played my last game, I'm done now. That's just my read on Brady. So then that whole thing cropped up during the game, and you know, you're watching in the first and second quarter, and the Rams are all over the Bucs. And Michaels and Collinsworth, who were doing the game, were like, oh yeah, we got a quote here from Brady and about his retirement. It's really interesting. So stay tuned for that during the game. And I'm like, huh. Really?
Yeah, normally with an aging quarterback, you kind of go, all right, this could be the spot where he walks away. Like Ben Roethlisberger clearly deteriorating. Like, yeah, that makes sense. Didn't think about it once this season with Tom Brady.
Listen to this roller coaster of a quote that they presented to us on the NBC broadcast. Tom Brady to the NBC crew on the perfect ending. He was asked about what would the perfect ending be. He said, quote, winning the Super Bowl, but I don't know that that's this year. I'd love to end on a Super Bowl, .. but I think I'll know when I know, .. but there's a lot that's inconclusive. What?
Yeah, that's not a great insight into anything other than, oh, he's thinking about it.
Right. So, I mean, that kind of hit me a little bit out of nowhere yesterday. And like I said, I don't know that he's the guy that I would just be like, yeah, well, he's going to walk away. And, you know, we'll certainly be hearing from him after his career. It just wouldn't be the walk-off. So I don't know if I buy it from him. And he clearly doesn't think or didn't think that that team had what it took to win the Super Bowl, which is another interesting thing. But now they have, you know, they have some questions to answer. They're missing some pieces, and what does Brady kind of decide to do is another interesting added one. And you were always going to have to worry about that going into the offseason if you're them. But it was weird because I hadn't really thought about it, and I thought that the fact that it came up at the time that it did during the game was pretty odd. So I wonder what happens to him next.
It did come up in the broadcast as odd timing because I remember like that coupled with like the score of the game. I remember leaning back going, am I watching a blowout?
Right. Yes. It was blowout material.
I kept waiting for the Buccaneers to make a run.
They were like teasing it.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're not going to come back, are they?
It's 20-3 or 17-3 for the majority of the second quarter, then 20-3, and they're like, all right, here's this thing that we have, and stay tuned. So we'll keep going with this. Like it felt like something that they might not have made a big deal out of had the game been better.
Yeah, if they had more happening within the game, it's not some, or if the Buccaneers were winning,
right,
it's not something they would have focused on.
Maybe not. So you still have to find a way to kind of, you know, appease Tom Brady, make him happy in the offseason, or at least maybe that's the message he is sending. Don't understand how, by the way, the Bucs let Cooper Kupp go one-on-one with a safety there on the play that set up the field goal, but I guess that's a different thing.
He was wide open a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I understand. Mm-hmm. He's an MVP caliber wide receiver, which is saying something, but also
he was running in the open field with the ball quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Maybe you put a guy on him.
I'd consider it.
Maybe two.
And Arians after the game was like, well, we had, you know, we obviously had a blitz on there. We're trying to bring six, I think. And not everybody went. And you watched on the replay. Guess who was sitting there right there in the middle in no man's land? Levante David. He came a little bit late. He wasn't going to get there anyway. But the guy who was probably most thankful for that field goal going in at the end was Cam Akers. Fumbling that football. And Brady driving him down. They score on the 4th-and-1 from like the 7 or 8 yard line and punch it in and win. They're going to show the replay right now of the Cooper Kupp getting. So Cooper Kupp, it's two catches by Cooper Kupp. They started that drive on like the 20 yard line, maybe even before that. And there goes over. I thought he was going to score in that play. They get him into field goal range, knock it down, boom. Talk about another quick change in that one. All right, Mike Schaefer of 24/7 Sports, he'll join us. Plenty of things to get into from the recruiting perspective this weekend. I'm sure he'll want to talk some NFL as well. So we'll do that on the other side next on 1620 The Zone.